Hello everyone, welcome to this first episode of Cuisine et Racine, Life as Entrepreneurs. My name is Geneviève Laporte and I am your host. In today's episode, I will do a recap of 2018 and talk about our goals for 2019. As this is the very first episode of this podcast, I want to start with a quick introduction. My name is Geneviève Laporte. I am one of the co-owners of a family-run business called Cuisine et Racine. We are located in the province of Quebec, more specifically in the Eastern Townships. We sell a range of homemade products that are made with local ingredients as much as possible. A few years back, we started a YouTube channel on which we still share almost daily recipes. Last summer, we started a second YouTube channel on which we post vlogs in which you can see our business life. With our main channel and the business growing at a rapid pace, we decided to stop vlogging for now. We will write blog posts to replace the vlogs, and we will also do this podcast. The vlogs will be back in a few months when we will be able to manage properly the volume of content we produce on a daily basis, and it will be added to both the blogs and the podcast. Now let's get into the main subject of today's episode. 2018 was our third year at Sherbrooke's Marché de la Gare. Being there for 3 years means that we now have a very precise view of our business in that context. We also document every day all sorts of data, such as the sold items, tastings, promotional gifts, and all that good stuff. This data gives us a quantitative view of our business. The data is compared to the data that we have from previous years. It is very essential to know our numbers, and here's what they tell us for 2018. We had a very good growth in terms of revenue. In December, we had our biggest day ever since the beginning of Cuisine et Racine, and there has been an increase in the amount of orders received, especially during the holidays. In 2018, we also tried various ways to distribute our products. 4 of our products were sold at a local orchard. We set up an online shop, and we also created a local delivery service. With these experiments, we came to the conclusion that being a local business, we need to keep a distribution method that doesn't involve an indirect channel of distributors or intermediaries. Customers like talking to owners of a local business, so the advantage of self-distribution is the one-on-one relationship with the customers. We get to know what the customer wants and his or her needs, and we can help them find the right product. It also helps to increase the gross profit and our net profit margins. In 2018, we promoted a lot our business and our products. We did a lot of tasting. We gave away $3,287.56 in samples only. However, we pinpoint specific days to do these tasting. For instance, various activities at the market require that business either give sample or sell some of the product at a cheaper price for that particular activity. With the years, we noticed that some of those activities are worth it, while some are not worth it at all for our business. Because the thing is, our main objective is to generate repeat sales. In many of these activities, most of the attendees come to the market only on that day and do not come back until next year for the same activity. So we have to keep in mind that there is a cost to giving out samples, and we try as much as possible to give sample when we know that the customer will come back. We still give a great service on those days, but we try to spend money wisely when it comes to tastings. We also did various promotional events during which some of our products were on sale. We did a Cyber Week on our online store, and we did a 12 days of Christmas event in physical store. We did only those 2 events, so it's hard to determine if it is really working for us. So we will continue doing those types of events in 2019 to determine which kind of promotion works for us. In 2018, we increased our online presence. We adapted Gary Vaynerchuk's content model to our business and to the scale that was possible for us to work. We shared recipe on almost a daily basis, and we started vlogging. Now we're making blog posts and podcasts to make sure that we make as much content as possible, and it really increased our visibility online. In 2018, we also added about 10 new products, and we wrote a first cookbook. So now let's talk about our goals for 2019. We added new products in 2018, but when we analyzed the sales of that year, we can see a clear tendency. Our cookies have never been as popular as they are now, so we took the decision to increase our cookie selection in order to ride the wave of these sales. A few other products will be liquidated and removed from the shelf. This is why it's important to document everything. We did multiple tastings of most of these products, and the sales do not justify keeping them in our selection. Talking about tastings, our budget will be increased. We want to do tasting as often as possible while keeping in mind, of course, the data from previous years. We also want to increase our online presence with diversified daily content. There will be also some other ebooks in 2019. Some of them we already have started working on them. So basically, 2019 will be a very big year for Cuisine et Racine. To conclude, I want to thank you all for listening to this very first podcast. Make sure that you subscribe so that you know when there's a new episode. And please give a note to this episode. That way we have some feedback. You can also check out all of our social media. We have a presence on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff. And I will see you guys next week. Bye!